بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه. All of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed angels for our, not only for our surveillance, but for our protection. And they take shifts, one after the other. Aqib is the heels, they're on the heels of one another. One leaves, one batch leaves, the other batch comes. And they're protecting us from all types of worldly calamities, all types of dangers that are physical in nature, and even more importantly, spiritual dangers from shayateen, from the junood, from the armies of shaitan, from jinn, from all kinds of destructive elements from the physical and metaphysical world. We have these angels who are taking shifts one after the other, protecting us, min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi, indicates from all sides, not just in front and behind, but wherever these potential attackers could come from, these angels are taking turns and they are there in our defense. This is the divine defense system as a default Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for all of us. What do they do? يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They are protecting us, they are guarding us, and they are not banatullah, like the mushrikun said, they are the daughters of Allah. They are not divine in their own nature or part divine, nor are they outside the jurisdiction of Allah. يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They are protecting us, they are guarding us with the command of Allah, meaning they are ma'mur min Allah, they are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been given these posts and they are guarding on these posts, in these positions, they're defending the believer. يَحْفَظُونَهُ. They are protecting him, مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how the default is. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Moving from the individual to the whole nation itself, everyone is in this condition. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will allow this to remain, and a person will be in the protection of Allah through His angels. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will not change His condition. And He will not pull back His troops. He will keep them up for your defense. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until you bring upon yourself your own destruction by changing the condition of your own hearts. When you change the condition of your own hearts, you go from shukr of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to kufr of His ni'mah. You go from establishing adl to dhulm. You go from ita'ah to ma'asiyah. You go from obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to disobedience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He pulls back His defensive troops, the malaika that are there for your defense. He calls him off and he says, you are dismissed. Leave this person to his destruction, because he is inviting the destruction upon himself. In Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin, Allah does not want to bring any change upon you. Hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim, until you bring the destruction upon yourself through your changing the condition of your own hearts. So first is the internal change of the heart, and that results in, it's manifested by change of the outside, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا, then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends that this person will now face destruction, فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ, then there is no power on earth that can stop the order of Allah, that can change the order of Allah. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِّن وَالٍ, there's no wali, there's no mutawalli, there's no supporter, there's no one who can come to the aid of them from the decision that has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayah, it tells us that we start off with the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then, na'udhu billah, if there is any change in our own condition, then we are the ones who invite the destruction of our own selves by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulling back His defensive forces. And the enemies, both physical and spiritual, that are out there are ready to grab us and destroy us. So we have to continue to seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us, and not to remove the mu'aqibat. The mu'aqibat are the angels that are there in our defense. Because if they are removed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَرَدَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ, then no one can change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be overcome by all of these forces against us. We need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why everything happens with the amr of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to correct our aqidah and our belief in Him, in our tawheed, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, only you do we worship, only from you we seek help. That is why he tells us that these malaika who are guarding you, يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, it is only with the amr of Allah. So we believe in Allah and He is the hafil and He is the protector, but He does protect us with these malaika. We must believe in the angels as well, because آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, we believe in Allah and we believe in His angels, وَكُتُبِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. So we believe in the angels of Allah, and these are beautiful protecting angels that are highlighted in this ayah, and how Allah Ta'ala has granted us this beautiful defense system. And if it is removed, if it is turned offline, it is because of our own sins and turning our back against Allah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala keep the condition of our hearts aligned on the right path, and keep up Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, give us that beautiful firewall of security from all of these hackers and all of these forces are there to take away our iman. May Allah Ta'ala keep us in His aman and hifadhan. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.